to the Girlies, Gays, and Nays. Welcome to The Dish with Tish. This is not just a podcast. This is a cultural reset. The moment. So thwarp your fan, clutch your pearls, and prepare to ascend. Grab yourself a high vibrational plate because we're about to dish. Hello. Hello, hello to our first premiere episode of Dish with Tish. Hello. Now, if you don't know me, my name is Cintisha Coates. I'm a Chicago comedian, esthetician, and overall pop culture girly.
Reality TV star.
To name a few. And I am here with two of my favorite people in life on this planet. Okay, I'm here with my producer, creative director, Matt.
Hello. She doesn't know how to say my last name.
I don't. He clocked it.
She doesn't know how to say my last name.
Stuuso.
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 So do you so?
Do you so?
Do you so?
So.
So.
Okay.
That's
okay.
Exactly. Matthew, he so. And... my best Judy, the comedian, the ADHD queen, the fashion. She's standing on business. This is a podcast, but for the YouTubers, look at Kim. Kim is standing on business. Okay, Miss Kimberly Ehime.
Ehime. Girl, you're not getting a single.
You guys, fuck.
Cintisha Coates.
It's the people you love that you hurt the most.
This is my best joke. What was your name again?
Kim with a Y.
She's been my friend for years. I want to say Kim.
Well, we actually say Kim.
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 I do say my name with a Y for Kim. No apparent reason.
That's Kim. Okay, so clocked. I'm sorry. I'm just so excited that I can't even like articulate the words, y'all.
That's a good save. That's a good
thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you for that. Good one. Thank you for that. I mean, I'm truly like overwhelmed by the content in 2025 already. And that's a big reason why we're starting this pod is to talk about all the things happening in pop culture. Like
your plate is full.
My plate is
you gotta go back for seconds.
Thirds, fourths, fifths.
You have to-go boxes upon to-go boxes.
Full. I have,
that's how much media we have.
Yeah. Yes, and I was talking to someone, and I said I was trying to find a podcast or a YouTube show or something that was talking about all of these things, and it didn't exist. And she was like, well, you need to be the one to create that space. And I said, you know what? You're fucking right. So here we are.
Dish with Tish, baby.
She dishes in her everyday life.
Always.
And when we wash, there's no dirt on the dish.
Yeah, she got that Dawn spray.
Yes.
Power wash.
Power wash is powerful.
This is about to be a Dawn.
I was going to say, this is not a plug. This is not sponsored, but it could be.
That's crazy. I have a little baby duckling in my
It is kind of crazy how much they market themselves over like how they can wash a duck if like the need ever arose. It's such a weird way to market like household dish soap.
It works for me.
It works for me, too.
It works for me.
In case there's ever a dirty duck in my house.
There's several. So there's a lot happening in pop culture right now. Mm. And if you're a pop culture fan, especially if you're a Bravo girly, you need to check on your Bravo addicted friends. Because we are not okay.
No, we are not okay. It's overwhelming.
It's overwhelming. Our heads are spinning. There's so reunion after reunion.
There's two reunions on at the same time right now. That's kind of crazy.
We're about to have three reunions. Salt Lake, New York, and Potomac.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Oh my God,
it's a lot.
It's a lot. Our heads are spinning. On screen, off screen. We've got Traitors, the Grammys. There's just a lot, you guys. So I don't even know where to start. Oh my God, literally. So let's get into one of our signature segments. Our apps, our main course, and our desserts. So the apps are light watching, what's giving us life and inspo. Our mains are what is keeping us fed. And our desserts are just our little guilty pleasures, if you will.
Oh, should we go appetizer?
Yes.
I love that.
Yes. We'll progress. It's a progressive meal.
This is a conversation, not a dictation. So, so my app is 100% Doechii winning the Grammy for best rap album, and the speech that literally lives with me at this very moment, and her like recognizing that not two but three women are now in this category, like such an authentic moment, such a beautiful thing to have Cardi give that to her, and just like where we are right now, specifically it being Black History Month, like it was everything and then some for me. I wanted to like make long braids right there as it was happening and jump rope in it. Like literally it was everything for me. It was just what I needed in the Grammys at that moment. And it's a great app.
That's a great app.
Yes. Wait, am I opening a can? Is it too early to open a can of worms?
Oh, to the dish?
Well, I just am. Is it? How do you feel about Nicki never having a Grammy for Best Rap Album?
Oh my God.
It's gaggy.
It is kind of gaggy.
It's like Pink Friday.
I did look at like what year she was nominated and who she lost to, and I was like, okay.
Who did she lose to?
Like, she lost to like My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, which is like, okay, like, yeah, that was a moment too. It's not like she lost to like some rando. But I don't know. I feel like she paved the way for so many people.
I mean, she did. It is crazy that she doesn't have a Best Rap Album Grammy. But
I think that also just goes back to the fact that there's only three women in the category that have won. And that highlights that. But I'm bringing it back to Doechii because she's this moment.
She looks so good, too.
Not only that, like, she is standing in her truth. We've literally seen her grown in front of us. Like, she's come from, like, literally TikTok to the Grammys. Like, this was not an overnight success. I feel like that's going to be the story of if we have anyone else who's, like, just getting their first Grammy. Like, that's so many of these artists right now. Like, they've been putting in the work. It's not just blink twice and I'm here.
Right. No, she's been hitting the paint for a long time. And she's also bringing back face tape, exposed face tape.
Love.
I love that.
She makes it work.
She made it fashion. Okay, so I'm going to say my appetizer for this week is a little bit off the beaten path. It's a scripted show, but it's one of my favorite shows on TV. I finished it because I have this thing where when I don't want shows to be over, I like postpone watching the ending because I can't say goodbye to it. Like, it took me years to watch the series finale of Lost because I was like, I don't want this to be over. But I knew we were starting the show and I wanted to finish this. Shrinking. I finished season two of Shrinking and I sobbed so hard. It's, if y'all are not watching this show, it is truly. I'm going to cry too. It's the best show on TV and it's so slept on and I just love everything about it. It just makes me so happy. And that was like the perfect app to get me started for content this week.
I am now fully in love with Jason Segel. Thank you for putting me onto that show, Tish, because I will cry because you put me onto it. Like, girl, you need to cry? You better watch you some Shrinking.
Truly. You're going to cry. But it's not like a This Is Us cry. It's like, you know what I mean? Because This Is Us is like, every time it was like, oh my God. Like, I literally had to stop watching it because I was like, this is too much. Whereas Shrinking, it's like all the feels, like you're so happy, you're moved. It helped you in my grief process, and I just appreciate it so much. Harrison Ford, Jessica Williams, Jason Segel, it's 10 out of 10. I love it so much, so yeah.
Can I have your Apple TV Plus password?
I have it for a month because I got a new iPhone.
I haven't seen Severance. I haven't seen Ted Lasso.
What's the one I watched? Oh, the Kate Blanchett show. Disclaimer. Oh my God.
Is it good?
It's so good. It made me question my entire life. Like, I literally was like, am I a bad person? Like, when I finished watching it, I literally was like, because you think it's one way.
You're not selling. I know you think you're selling this. You are not
selling. You want to feel like shit.
So you're going to hit yourself at the end of this. And
no, because
everyone run to it right now.
Because you think it's one way. And you think the story is going one way. And
well,
then
you think the story is one way.
Maybe. You said enough. The show is called Disclaimer.
Exactly.
And you gave us the disclaimer for Disclaimer. We are good to go.
Yeah.
Love you, Kate. Lizzie
Love you,
out,
Kate.
But we
yeah. Yeah. It's great. What about you, Matt?
Okay, so my appetizer is Married to Medicine.
Mm. Oh.
Love.
Obviously, there's like so many shows right on right now, and I feel like they kind of get lost in the fold a little bit,
they
which
do.
Is such a shame because like there's no other Bravo shows that have been delivering like the consistency of like they have OGs who've been on for like 12 years now, mm-hmm. like multiple. And like not only that, but like the relationships that they have actually are so real. Mm-hmm. Like when you're watching it, you're like, oh, I'm watching like a real fallout. Like they have history and like that even predates the show. And like now at this point, they've been doing the show so long that even the ones who didn't know each other before the show, they have history from doing it for 10 years. So like when you hear them talking about something that happened like season one and two, you're like, damn, that's like real.
Yeah.
Plus, it's just so satisfying to watch a Bravo show where you know where everyone's stream of income is coming from. Because they're all doctors.
So true.
Like, I'm so tired of watching shows where I'm like, how did this girl get her money?
Yes.
And it always ends up being like,
I'm
not.
Delighted when I find out, you know?
Like, me too, but like, it's always like, ooh.
It's a little untoward. It's a little like, oh.
I like the mystery. Do I like the mystery?
Waiting for the other shoe to fall.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, she's ominous. But, I love it.
She's ominous.
Yes, she's very ominous.
She's omniscient.
Yeah, if you're like into Housewives and you're not watching Married to Medicine, I think you're only getting half the story.
I feel like I've watched Disclaimer because I'm feeling shamed right now. Right now.
That's the disclaimer for Married to Medicine.
I have not seen it. I've had too much on my plate, but I was meaning to the last season because Phaedra, I was told, is on it.
Yeah, she's on this new season.
I have a lot to say about Phaedra being on Married to Medicine, but this is just the appetizer, so
I
shank it into it.
I can understand it being a hot take because it's like, where the fuck did you come from?
It's like, are you married to medicine?
Yeah, or are you married at all? And I love her.
Wait, is she married?
No.
So the law, is that what, did they make an exception?
They made an exception because she's Phaedra.
Yeah.
But like, it kind of just is like, married to medicine and Phaedra, and she's just kind of like,
hanging out.
It was clearly like, she just had like, I mean, she's having like a Phaedra sauce right now. Like, she's
absolutely
everywhere.
Yes.
She's on Married to Medicine, and then she was on Dancing with the Stars. She was on The Traitors, which was huge, not only for her, but for The Traitors as well.
Yeah.
And now they're bringing her back to Real Housewives of Atlanta, which is where I think she like, thrives,
mm-hmm.
because it
for
just
sure.
feels like a group of doctors plus like their fun friend.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Our main. What's your main?
Okay, my main course is Beyonce winning the Grammy for Album of the Year. We were together, Tish, when it happened.
And it was the best.
The best. We've had so many Beyonce moments together, so many iconic Beyonce moments together. Super Bowl, the actual Renaissance tour. And I had to make this my main course because it is going to be the main bulk of my savings to go to this tour.
Yes.
And I also think it's just a long time coming, you know, and she got it. She deserved it. She has the most nominations. That to me is insane that she's never had it. And, I'm just so happy for her. I really am.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, this is a podcast, but for the people watching, I am donning my cowboy coat sash because my main course is also Beyonce Giselle Knowles Carter winning Album of the Year for Cowboy motherfucking Carter.
That's right.
Okay. A long time coming, and it was one of the best. I had a feeling there were like little signs throughout the night where I could sense what was coming between like Diana Ross.
Oh, the earring moment.
And Diana Ross and her hair and her like grandiosity and Dochi. There were just like a few little signs like, okay, it might be coming. This might be the fucking year. Taylor hasn't won anything. Like, hopefully it's happening. And I disassociated. Like, when that firefighter said Carbo Carter.
It was the worst but best thing I needed.
It was. It's the new Adele Dazeem.
Yes.
Okay. But I think Carbo Carter.
Come on. You know how to say cowboy.
I think she was so overwhelmed that, like, holy shit, she's about to come up here.
Yeah.
And I'm going to meet her. That yeah. she was like.
Well, do you remember last year when they were like, he was about to read it, and then he goes, here, I'll let you say it. And he just, like, hands it to this old woman, and she goes,
Harry Styles.
Like, how do you not know how to say that?
Well, he was, because he was like, I'm not about to be the person that announced that Beyonce lost. Like, you can be. And she was like,
oh, that's right. He's like, don't make me
sorry. It says Harry Styles.
That's actually appropriate. I think that's the appropriate thing to do. Like, yeah. I'm not equipped for this moment in time.
I'd hand it to the envelope.
Send it to the back.
The girl who, like, sachets away you.
What are they called? Interns? Intern!
Girl, you do
you
this.
You can't pay me enough to do this.
I don't want this blood on my hands, bitch. Exactly. You take it, okay? You want to be a star so bad. Here.
Here you go.
Front and center.
The girl this year was beautiful.
Gorgeous.
She was stunning.
So the one with the big hair is my friend Marcus's stepsister.
Oh, that's right. You got that text.
Yes, and I was like, Grammys. Oh my God, that's Marcus's stepsister.
Okay, Marcus's stepsister.
Okay. Shout out to Marcus!
You showed out, honey.
Yeah, she is. Oh my God. Garch. Your sister's Garch.
Also, can we talk about the moment when it happened? Like, looking back and seeing, I think it was Lady Gaga and Alphaba. I don't know why.
Cynthia
Erivo. I can't speak right now. They're just holding hands, just waiting and hoping. And then when the cur happened, like, nobody wanted to, like, jump up
yeah.
because they wanted that moment to be for Bay. And,
yeah.
like, just seeing the entire room knowing that this needs and had it was hers. It's yeah. always been hers.
Gaga was crying.
Yes. But just like the camaraderie around that space, I was just like, yes. And even Taylor was drinking Jay-Z's like champagne.
They were cheering.
Taylor was drinking.
No, she was drinking, like, she was supporting them with like the product she was buying, I guess, at the table. I mean, you know,
you already know one thing about Taylor. If she's at an award show, she gonna cut up.
She's like your like one fun cousin at a wedding that you want to
yes,
dance with.
Yes, she really is. She's yeah.
She was dancing. She was dancing.
She always
she had
be
a
dancing.
Good time.
And she, you could see her mouth to Jay. They're cheersing, and she's like, long overdue. Long
That's
overdue.
Right. And then people kept bringing up clips from Adele, like, and Adele being like, Lemonade changed the course of my life. I can't accept, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
it's just like, it's like your favorite artists are like, what are we not clocking here? And it's just so nice to see.
Yeah, I'm glad she finally got her flowers and she's gonna get the paycheck when she gets all her money in 7 days.
Yes, thank
yeah.
God, Beyonce.
She really
needs money.
I know. She needs
some
it.
Of that so she can buy some new outfits maybe. Instead of this cowboy cosplay era that she's in right now.
Okay.
I was low key okay. like, oh, the tour. When's the tour gonna? I can't do another like with the 613 bus down and the like. I'm dressing like a cowboy. It's
yeah. you
she's
know,
taking the eras thing very far. I'll say that. And Beyonce never does anything minimally. So if she's
right.
going to do the Eras thing, she's going to do it to the most degree. And
that's that.
It's no renaissance.
No one said that. But it's still a great piece of work that
oh, yeah.
crossed genres. And I'm just glad she got her flowers. Like, about fucking time. Like, stop playing in her fucking face.
Yeah, I've had some debates with friends who are like, if it's ever going to be an album, it's going to be this one. And I'm like, I can't even agree with that because there's just Renaissance destroyed me in a way that I loved. Like,
yeah.
it just, I think for so many people, there's always that one song on that album that like will stick with you.
Yeah.
And I just, yeah.
Yeah.
Full course.
Full course.
Full
so that
course.
Brings me to my entree.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
We're talking full courses. My entree is RuPaul's Drag Race season 17.
Mm-hmm.
It's giving. I think it's the stage for me.
Like the new stage.
Okay. It took me a minute to be like, this is kind of, but now it's like, it is so cool to see like drag queens on a stage of that scale
mm-hmm.
on like this show. They lost the Emmy to Traitors and they were like, we're doing our big one this year.
No, literally.
We're not playing around anymore with your little, you know, murder mystery show. Like, we are going back to our, and it's giving. At first, like, the talent shows, I was like, I don't know, because everyone just did, like, one of those, like, tracks where they're like, here's my name, and I'm a queen.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then, like, they did the sewing challenge, and everyone was, like, serving. Like, yeah. And then they did... The squirrel games was fun. The production value is just, like, really high-end. And, like, everyone is, like, really bringing it this season. You can tell that, like, it must be so competitive to get on the show. So, like, to be one of the people who's on the show, it's, like, you better bring, like, your A game.
Yeah, for sure.
I feel that.
Plus, RIP my sister Joella.
Not RIP my sister.
No, my sister Joella literally like made the first couple episodes, and now she's gone, and I'm like, I guess I'll finish the rest of the season.
You really?
Were you really?
I mean, I didn't think she was gonna win.
No.
But like,
no.
I feel like it's been such a long time since there's just been like a moment worth talking about, like her walking down the stage in a mattress.
It was the maxi pad. She was walking out with a big ass pad with her
an asymmetrical picture of RuPaul airbrushed on that was like off to the side.
When they started that lip sync and she had that big, I was like, oh my God, she's got to take this. There's got to be a reveal because this is crazy. Unbelievable.
I wish she had badonkadonk.
No, the Asian queen of L.A.
The Slasian diva of L.A.
She is.
She was like, I am such a local legend.
But let's talk about, like,
she told that girl, breakdown. She was like, I'm going to be here tomorrow. I feel bad for you.
I was like, girl, what? Oh, my God. And imagine getting the worst critiques in front of, like, your idol.
Yeah, Katy Perry, that was a breakdown.
I don't know what I would do.
You still ride or die for your girl after the Katy Perry breakdown?
That's so bad.
Like, are you a Katy?
I was like, high school, I was like, Katy Cat down. Like,
because she used to be.
Teenage Dream, yeah. Like, Prism, I think was like, I feel like the first time like I went to the store and bought an album, like with my own money.
That was your first one? Damn, that like just made me feel so old. That's so gross.
I
mean, no, it's not
like, I obviously, like, I...
Do we you had, have a feel?
Like, I, you know, I just listened to, like, the radio before. I wasn't, like, buying albums when I was, like, young. I was probably, like, 16.
See, I was buying albums like, when I was
buying
young.
Albums when I was, like, 10. I just had, like, whatever, you know, we had around the house, or I would just listen to the radio, or I would go... I was, like, one of those gays who would get home from school and, like, go on YouTube and watch, like... Music video, and like obviously Katy Perry was a huge part of that because she was like the music video girl of the late 2000s, early 2010s.
Yeah, yeah, that's just different generations. We had to buy CDs because we didn't have YouTube.
Which also, like, Abracadabra, Lady Gaga. Oh. It took me back there. Oh. It took me back to being that little, like, that little kid filming on like my mom's computers, like the iMovie.
Yes,
so
yes.
Good.
Yes.
And be like, Lady Gaga? No, I don't really like Lady Gaga.
But imagine getting dragged in front of Lady Gaga. Like, Joella getting dragged in front of Katy Perry and Katy Perry being like, do better. I was like, that's not the tea. But, you know, I'm rooting.
Well, neither is Katy Perry these days.
No, and I was so irritated that they chose that new song.
It's a Woman's World. I did kind of live for Susie Toot, like, tap dancing and, like, doing the Charleston to, like, Woman's World.
Yes. Yeah. That was cute.
She's giving me, like, she's, like, also part of this, like, why I'm living for this season. It's, like, someone is bringing comedy and camp, like, to that stage specifically. It's so satisfying to see. And it's, like, genuinely funny, too.
Yeah.
Because, like, in previous seasons, they've been, like, this is the comedy queen. And I'm, like...
Like, is she?
She's funnier than everybody else. I wouldn't say she's the comedy queen.
Yeah.
But, like, Susie, too, like, when she came on, she was, like, the nine tapping. I was, like, that's funny.
Yeah.
Okay, that's funny. Like, I was, like, huh. Which is pretty much as much of a laugh you'll get out of me when I'm sitting in my own apartment doing something.
Right.
But I was like, that's funny.
Yeah. No, Susie 2, Anya Nerve, and Lexi Love are my...
Yes.
My, that's my top three.
But now I'm living for Butthole.
Yeah. I do love
Tell
Butthole.
Us more.
I love Butthole.
Oh, and I like Lydia Collins too.
That was good. Okay. I like her.
I'm gonna be honest. I have not caught up fully, but I have looked at the outfits, and whoever came in the room with the yellow, I'm living for. It was like a It was gorgeous. I don't know. It was
Was Lana. The tall. Yes.
Yeah. Tall drink of water. And then
I saw her in person at like a club in Chicago. It was like Instagram stunning. Filter in your face. Like wow. That's how good she looked. Ugh.
And then Star
Sam Star. Yeah.
I will say the intro look I love the most. I've only seen the looks. Again, I'm going off the looks, but it was giving pizza in a paper bag that dropped on the runway. The second look that I saw, which was like a pizza outfit.
Oh, Lucky Stars.
Lucky Stars. I thought you were talking about Sam Star.
Yeah. No, I'm talking about Lucky Stars.
Oh, Lucky Stars. Yeah,
but
yeah.
But I'm really hoping it'll revert back to...
Well, you'll have to
continue see. Watching.
Keep watching. Yeah.
All right, well, we should get to dessert.
Desserts, I know. Okay. Yeah, Kim, what's your...
So, I told you I had a dessert that I really... I'm not sure how people are going to take it, but to me, let's dig in. Lisa's reunion revenge on Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. I think the dolls are coming for her. Lisa has been mother to so many for so long, and I think it's finally, I think Bronwyn has finally let her know she met her match, because Bronwyn has been by her side. She has been ride or die. And technically, this is a two-parter. Like, I put two things on here, and that is that Kyle Richard is also having the reunion revenge that I think will need to happen. I think we're going to
see
that.
So you're having
two desserts. It's Kyle Richards greedy. And it's Lisa.
Greedy. You're being greedy is what you're saying.
They're getting their... You say you're satisfied to see them get their comeuppance?
Yes, it's time. The penance is here.
I will say, the girls, they just can't stop coming for Lisa Barlow. It's kind of bizarre. It's like, why do you expect Lisa Barlow to be like a good friend? At a certain point, you have to just be like, okay, this is not someone that like I should.
She doesn't
develop
have
a deep
the tool.
Friendship with.
Yeah, she
and like
can't do
I
that.
Just appreciate her for who she is.
Yeah.
No, I disagree. No. I think she needs to have her day. I think she needs to because
Lisa
Barlow. I mean,
she does. Like, she's never. I don't think she's ever like fully like sat down and been like, okay, I'm sorry, you're right.
Right. She doesn't know how to apologize.
No, she doesn't
at all.
Oh, okay. That's what you're. I thought you were saying. Lisa needs to, like, people need to leave Lisa alone.
Not at
I
all.
I think that people need to leave Lisa
that's
alone.
That's what I'm saying. I disagree. I disagree. I know
you're fucked up.
Lisa Barlow, literally, it's too much for me. I'm like, listen, she still hasn't, like, apologized for what she said about Bronwyn's miscarriage or, like, something about the miscarriage.
Lack thereof.
And I'm like, wow, you really are doubling down on this. And I think the same thing is what we're going to see with Kyle Richards, because I'm sorry, and this is the end of my, maybe I should use this for my rant, because maybe, actually, no, we're already in it.
You've already unleashed the beast, bitch. Let it rip.
Kyle Richards should be ashamed of herself.
Oh my God.
She should.
I want to shake your hand right now.
She should.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
No,
you
I agree.
Sick.
There is
I love
a girl.
My bestie.
You DM'd her once.
Yeah, that's my bestie. I love Kyle Richards.
She should be ashamed. If that's girl code, I don't ever want to have a girl.
You're right. You're
in
right.
my corner, because you should not be texting.
You should not be Texas.
You should not be text. Exactly.
PK Texas her.
Exactly. Texas.
Texas.
Oh, it's just memes. It's not just memes, Jennifer Tilly. It is more than memes. Okay.
I don't think it's just memes anymore.
I love her.
Oh, she's
can
great.
We can
oh,
we replace great. Kyle Richards with Jennifer?
Wow.
I think Jennifer Tilly is like a perfect for a friend, because
I don't think she can carry like that.
But the looks and like the
I'm
looks
sorry.
And the, like,
are we
sprinkle.
Are we recalling that she has a party house, a house just for parties across the street from her other mansion?
Next door.
Thank you.
And then I have my beach house, which is haunted.
Yeah.
I think there's plethora of content with Jennifer.
Okay. Okay.
Sorry.
I live for her.
I also love Kyle, too. I'm a lesbian. I'm still in her corner. I want her to come fully out whenever she's ready. And
I don't think that's happening anytime soon.
I don't think so, too. But yeah, I think the girl code thing is just so evident with Lisa and with Kyle. And I'm glad that people are like clocking it. Like, it's 2025. Can we be in each other's corner?
Yeah, that's a good dessert. And we're going to get into those for sure. I would say my dessert is A show that I've just gotten into that I am living for. It's called Southern Hospitality.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh my God. It is so good. It's like old school Vanderpump, but
they like work together. Right?
But it's diverse and it's like queer and it's the drama's actually like that's what I miss about old Vanderpump. It's like they actually were struggling. We're actually working at the restaurant. You know what I mean?
I want to watch if it struggle.
I mean, if it's a show about people working at a restaurant, yeah.
Yeah, like I don't want to see a show about like a bunch of people who are like trying to leverage their reality TV career into like club appearances.
Yeah, like I don't want that. Like,
I'm a DJ. It's like, right. Sure.
Okay, go hit another woman, you fucking bastard. Yeah. I hate him. I'm sorry. I don't fuck James Kennedy. I said what I said. Okay. And I'm standing on it. And I wish I could stand on his little scrawny neck. Not actually, but yeah, I'm really into Southern Hospitality. I think that it's very fun. It's super. I'm early in it, early days, but I'm having a really good time with it.
I feel like it's kind of strange how there's like honestly not that many like gays on Bravo. Like it's for Bravo. Like that's who it's for.
Right.
It's like maybe Andy does win the competition, obviously. Mm. But like I'm like gays, especially the Southern gays. Like that's where you're gonna get drama.
Right. Right.
I feel like maybe sometimes gay drama is like a little too contrived, but like
yeah,
in a show like this, I think it works perfectly.
It's so good. Highly recommend.
Okay, well, my dessert is, after not watching the entirety of the season, is the Real Housewives of New York finale and reunion. Like, honestly, I think Salt Lake, one of the greatest seasons of Housewives that we've seen in a long time.
Yeah.
And I think, like, it will continue to age as so as well. It's not even just, like, a recency bias. Like, it's one of those seasons where you can just pick any random episode and just watch.
Yeah.
There's no filler.
Yeah.
But Roni is like the opposite. Like this season just dragged and dragged and dragged. Mm-hmm. And I felt like there was not, they're not very entertaining. And everything was just like, you know, they just kind of make a mountain out of a molehill in order to like yeah. try to have a storyline. Like, I don't care about this, like, we're arguing about cheese or whatever mm-hmm. pigeon thing they have going on.
Yeah, it's but very like contrived.
As like the finale was like real. Like, yeah. This was like real drama. Like, it was. Brynn was like kind of found out to be like lying about something that was like very dark and very serious and mm-hmm. you know as a means of like framing someone else as a bad person and like the whole group found out about it and like she kind of like got caught in a lie and
just to clarify you don't mean that she was lying about the bad thing she was lying about a bad Uba thing. Knowing
yes,
about
she lied
bad
about
thing.
Yes
yes
and is like trying to like backtrack and like at the reunion they were like we're coming for this girl and it felt like something that actually like bonded them as like a real group of people now mm-hmm. rather than like they've kind of just been like co-workers for the past two seasons and like they've now officially trauma bonded and like
yeah
it kind of like has cemented them as like a real group and like the emotions at the reunion were real and like Jessel was going and like first of all they're dressed amazing too mm-hmm. at the reunion like they're serving looks
yeah
and like
even
Jessel,
Jenna's robe
I mean Jenna's
for a,
like
for a moment
yeah. for a moment honestly
until she returns it
until she took the sunglasses off. And then when she took the sunglasses off, I was like, oh, this doesn't.
She gives the people something to talk about, though.
It's not as entertaining.
I do think, though, sorry, I loved your dessert. And the one thing I really have to say is that the rest of the girls had an, in my personal opinion, had an obligation to at least tell Uba right away and like bring it to the masses instead of like even Jessel waiting as long as she did before they're about to go to sleep. Like, that's terrible. Like, in my personal opinion, if my name was being dragged in the mud and on broadcasted all over the world and my friends weren't like, that doesn't sound, I mean, a few of them said that doesn't sound like her, but like to bring her in the fold and be like, let's clear this up versus like the time that they took to just believe what Brynn was saying instead of like bringing in Uba, I think that there could have been instant conversation or at least like an amends.
Well, Jessel did. I feel like if Jessel wouldn't have, and let's just get into our main courses of the week.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Starting with New York, I feel like if Jessel didn't say anything to Uba, then it would have changed the complete outcome of the entire thing. And, you know, I have empathy for Brynn and compassion for her because of what happened to her growing up, her childhood. Like, we all have trauma, especially being a woman of color. And I mean, Sorry, I made a face. This is a podcast, but I'm rolling my eyes because Brynn's like, oh, it's so hard being a black woman. And I'm like, is it hard for you, though? Because I think it's different for you versus what it's like for me. But, you know, I'm still going to give her grace. Like, I believed it happened to her.
Yep.
But the way that she went about trying to denigrate her friend's character, that's not cool. Because I'm like, how do you not realize, like, she either knew that you said that or she didn't. And the fact that she was, like, willing to, like, ruin her friend's entire life with this accusation was just really jarring. It was really
she's a kinda, bummer. She's kind of quick to, like, weaponize trauma in like multiple situations. Because I don't even know if it really was applicable to the conversation that they were having anyway.
Well, I think it's because Uba was saying, like, you know, you slept for this, you were sucking dick to get the job, essentially. And she felt like, oh, well, if I say this, you know, and even Sai says in one of her confessionals, like, you could see Brynn realizing, like, oh, shit, like, it's one thing doing it on a small scale off camera, but this is something you can't put the toothpaste back in the tube.
Yeah.
Like, you said it. You said it. It's on camera. Like, you can't. No take backs, bitch.
Yeah.
So you could see.
That's reputation ruining. Like,
right.
Yeah.
And as the black woman, why would you do that to another black woman?
Period.
I mean, I just feel like if someone's like, yeah, you sucked it to get this job, you're just like, whatever, fuck you, girl. You know what I mean? Just be like your mom.
I mean, literally, unless you did.
Well, because then Sai was like, so what do you do? And she was like,
I do your job.
Like, she's always trying to come up with these, like, kind of, like, she her persona, it's, like, cracked. The facade is cracked. Mm-hmm. She, like, puts on this, like, I'm cutesy, and I talk about, like, you know, and I make these little, like, quips. And, like, they said, like, she self-produces a lot. Like, they literally caught her on camera being like, okay, next time I say this, like, you respond like this, and then we'll have, like, a little shady fight.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, be real.
Be real.
Be real.
Be real.
Like the app.
Be real. What about Salt Lake?
Okay, so Kim was saying,
Kim
was,
Lisa needs her day.
I think Bronwyn needs to get her story straight.
What?
I mean, yeah.
Did you buy the necklace or did you not buy the necklace?
Right.
That. Why are we deflecting from Lisa Barlow is my question.
We're not deflecting. We're not deflecting, but Bronwyn.
She needs to show the receipts.
Well, not even show the receipts, but it's like, she went on Watch What Happens Live and was like, actually, I didn't buy it. And it's like, you said that you did. And you're like, I'm going to have a conversation with this person.
Well, it was like, first she pretends to buy a $4 million necklace on camera. And then she says, oh, no, I didn't actually buy that one. I thought it was too big and too gaudy. So we had a smaller version made where we had a necklace, we had hoop earrings and a bracelet. And that's what I actually bought. And then it turns out she didn't buy that either. So she lied about buying the $4 million, which is how she tried to make it seem like she did on camera. Like, oh, I'm so fabulous. I just bought a $4 million necklace. Like, it's nothing. And then it was like, no, I actually just bought a smaller version. And it's like, you didn't even do that.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think she was trying to, like, show out on her first season.
And I get
and
that.
And that's the truth. Mm-hmm. And the thing is Lisa Barlow does what Lisa Barlow does. We all know for a fact that woman did not text her. She called her up. She ran into her. She walked into the jeweler herself and said, you better text my phone. Hey, you better call my phone. Because I need these receipts.
And I'm not mad
And
about
I'm
going
to throw it at Bronwyn. And this is why Lisa Barlow needs to be taken down.
I'm not when mad about she her says, I'm going to get IT.
Imagine being friends with someone and be like, I'm gonna get my IT on this right away and I'll be charging you for it. Like, are you kidding? Come on.
That was
Barlow.
One of my favorite lines in the whole season, though.
She's too iconic.
When, like, she said, every time we become friends, you go ahead and fuck it up. That's one of my favorite lines.
Hey, Sean.
The whole season.
Hey, Sean, I'm being
that.
Accused of something I did not do.
Like, literally, okay.
I want you to launch an investigation, and I want you to go the distance on it.
Get that fucking wig off your head, bitch.
I can't lie. I think part of me is, like, really sad to be saying that I'm happy that this is happening to Lisa, but I think I'm also happy because it's just such good TV.
That's so good.
And, like, I do love Lisa Barlow. She's iconic. She literally has brought her children through the fucking Taco Bell drive through so many times. I'm so grateful to her for everything she's doing because she makes me feel so good about myself sometimes. It's,
yeah,
I'm gotta be honest, it's crazy.
She ate this season.
She
ate
really this did.
Like it was a Wendy's 4 for $4.
Yeah, she did.
And a large diet.
Okay, and that's coming from the Wendy's spokesperson, Lisa Barlow. Right. Right about
she,
it.
She sipped like it was a poppy.
I will say she I don't think she actually has any true friendships though. That is the only thing.
Oh, she
thing.
Doesn't.
She's like a 15-year-old boy, like if they were like a 45-year-old woman. Does that make sense?
15-year-old boy. Yes.
She
it
eats
does.
Like garbage.
Yes, she
like,
does.
Like anytime she gets in a fight, she goes, "Oh, she started it."
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. No accountability. Just always pointing the finger, you know.
But in contrast, I don't know if we can go here, but I absolutely am in love with the friendship of Mary Crosby and
Angie K.
I can't believe I know Angie K's name. Like this season, Angie K.
First chair.
First chair.
Center snowflake.
Yeah, she
I'm sorry, talk about eating all season.
Yeah, Lisa and Angie, they definitely held it down. Yeah.
Angie is like such a true success story. She literally was like, my story is like the story of like a working immigrant in America. Of like working hard and like working your way up from friend of the show to first chair.
And she's got some good clapbacks on Twitter.
Oh, she does.
Well, she's got the nastiest reads on the cast.
Her text about Bronwyn was the gnarliest. I swear, I was like, 1 foot in the grave, 1 foot on the banana peel.
Just when you thought high body count hair was the peak.
Like, TKO. If I was Bronwyn, I don't know. And the fact that Lisa stormed off, and that was just about kissing a girl.
Well,
and,
okay, no, I kind of was on Lisa's side in that. But maybe I'm just on Lisa's side.
No, I am on her side with that because I definitely think Whitney knew what she was doing.
Whitney always knows what she's doing.
Yeah, she says
Whitney
she's healing.
Whitney is a low life. What did Heather say? She was like, Whitney is a down low life piece of shit.
Oh my gosh.
She ate her up too.
But they all ate each other. They all tugged.
Yeah,
they
else except have for Brittany. Receipts, though, on Lisa Barlow. Like, I feel like, are we going to get something at the end of this reunion?
No.
No.
No, because it's all projection, deflection, and lies. I'm glad Meredith sassed Andy Cohen too, because he was annoying me. He has been hosting this reunion not well. He's like, can we move on? I'm like, no. I want to watch the girls. Like, what do you think I'm here to watch?
And I'm also like,
stop trying to speed through. Like, if the girls are having a fight, don't be like, stop.
Right. Like, no Bezos Opa. Keep it going.
He was like, Meredith, this seems like not that big of a deal. And I was like,
to be honest, I was with Andy on that. I'm kind of over Meredith Marks. I feel like she really gave us nothing.
If I threw this glass of water.
We're going to fight in here. And my makeup will still look flawless. But I think Meredith gave us nothing.
I agree.
No, you're
I mean, not nothing.
She gave us so much. Are you kidding me? She gave freaking out on the bus. She gave convinced that someone was listening to her in her bedroom.
Yeah.
Going in, I bet
that
they,
wasn't her. That was Brandy.
I bet they can hear me now.
Yeah. Time out. Brandy did a lot. Brandy, that's her problem.
Brandy?
What's her name?
The Brittany.
Said it with my whole
Carbo time. Carter and Brandy.
The way that I just learned Angie K's name this season because she deserved it. Brandy.
Yeah.
What's her name?
Brittany.
I'm sorry.
She needs no name.
She
honestly.
Needs no name. Do you see what I'm saying? But she gave us everything for that. So if she was not there, Meredith has nothing.
Meredith would have found something to freak out about on a vacation. Yeah. I believe
like a candle.
Meredith,
or a bubble bath.
Well, I think my theory is that when they went to Zion in season 2 and they all questioned if Meredith was working with the feds and if she lied about her father's memorial, that something in her brain broke. And now every time they go on a trip, she has like a massive panic attack.
Yeah,
or
it's
I think
true.
She's like so stressed that she's like...
Oh, she's definitely on a housewife's cocktail.
For sure.
Like, she's definitely... And,
she's like, I don't even take sleeping pills maybe once or twice a year.
Right. Okay, girl.
If I'm on an international flight or something.
Right. Well, and even the way they kept cutting to Meredith when Angie and Mary were talking, and she was just, like, dead-eyed, when Andy's like talking about how great their relationship is, and Mary was just like dead inside.
Well, I thought she was a real friend to Mary. I mean, she was riding for Mary when nobody else was riding. Like, I mean, the girls were raking Meredith over the coals for being friends with Mary.
Yeah.
And now Mary's like, I don't know, we weren't that close.
No, I mean, Mary still said, like, she has always been a really good friend to me. She gave her a big old hug.
That was a save to me.
But you can't. I'm a big believer. You can't force friendships like that. Like, I've known Tish, like, 2.5 years, 3 years, mm-hmm. instant. And there's people who I've known way longer, probably will never be as close with. And, like, that's not, I feel like if it's a good Judy, like, that's not a competition. You're just, friendship is what your friendship mm-hmm. is, period. Yeah. I just think Meredith really gave us nothing. I really do.
She didn't give us as much as the other girls did. That's for sure.
She gave more than Heather.
Yeah.
She gave more than Heather.
I don't know. Heather gave us the iconic moments. She set up those text messages.
I think everyone, you can say that someone didn't give as much as everyone else.
But they all gave.
Compared to like a typical season of Housewives, everyone gave at a level that's like.
Compared to New York, they all surfed.
Like anyone could have been, any Salt Lake could have been like first chair in another city. You know what I mean?
Yeah. The dishes were hot. Speaking of hot, did y'all think Ashley Darby and drag on Real Housewives of Potomac?
That is not where the I drag you king.
You were into it. Did you think she was hot?
No. Oh no.
I know you hate Ashley.
I do. I'm sorry. I'm coming in this episode with. Hot. I said what I said. I don't like Ashley Darby.
Okay.
I don't. She's messy. She's gotten a lot better. Now, I think maybe the divorce.
Yeah.
Michael was horrible. And I do feel like I can tolerate her more. But
I'd be willing to give her another shot for next season. Yeah. I'm also willing to give Meredith Marks, just to keep that open, another shot. She just needs to get off that cocktail. It's a little boring.
Yeah.
Sorry. I will say the best thing about Ashley Darby's season has been seeing her staying open to things and not diving 100% back into these like relationships, because I feel like she does lose herself in her men, and I don't like that. I think that's why I've always been like, ugh,
yeah,
you're just chiming in to
and she's
in.
Just so messy. But honestly, talk about compared to people, Mia, it doesn't get messy. Mia is
low vibrational.
That is the low vibrational.
I mean, like,
plate.
We got Dr. Wendy going to the White House.
And then you got Mia doing paternity tests.
Yeah, at-home paternity tests.
I mean, girl, you don't know where your kids are at, but you on this trip. I'm like...
And then you're not even going back home to the kids after
the
trip.
Well, then she's like, well, they're fine, actually. And it's like...
And then you want to dispose that you're going to go see your kid, who we haven't really seen at all this time. But now, all of a sudden, the same place your boyfriend is now why you have to go there to see your son. Like, sis, the math's not math.
Well, now she says that she's broken up with Ink, but they say...
Yeah.
Honestly, the Potomac reunion trailer was really good.
I'm excited.
And the finale... Did you watch the finale?
Yeah.
The finale was really good.
It was really good.
Stacey did what she needed to do.
Stacey is slowly becoming one of my favorite housewives ever.
Yeah.
Because she's showing that you can be a sweet, kind housewife. You don't have to be an asshole.
She gives what Potomac is supposed to give, which is like QVC. Like insults with a smile, mm-hmm. like shade, but like very polite while you're sipping your tea. Like, it's what they wanted to give, and like they've become something like so different now than what they started as. I mean, it also seems like that was kind of a facade. Like, obviously Karen was not the grande dame that she claimed to be.
I mean, Karen and like, I'm like DUI, so sad for you guys. Karen.
It's like maybe this show was never like about like high society women.
I'm really disappointed in the grande dame, I've got to say.
Because that's very like suburban.
That is a bummer that she is.
It hurt my heart.
Watching those tapes, that body cam footage of her talk about being Thomas Jefferson's concubine. Girl, not in 2024, 25.
Right.
What? Like her bag with vomit.
Not the bag with vomit. I didn't know that part.
Yeah, and I'm like, why didn't you just say I'm guilty? Let me take this.
I know she was like,
L.
I'm going to be vindicated. She like fired her lawyer?
Yeah. I
spiral.
I think
flop Tina.
Yeah. 100%.
Do you guys like Kiarna?
Yes. Yeah. That's the one that has like the spa.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like her.
But she's kind of
with the scar.
It.
Yeah. Don't talk to me about my scar.
Yeah, no, honestly, I feel like they started kind of getting into like her relationship, and it was like,
yeah, I don't know how I feel about him.
I don't like him. I don't like how he talks to her.
No. I never dismissed you.
Yeah, it's
giving. That's dismissive. Like, right. Are you kidding?
Right. I was gonna say
no,
it's kind of giving.
I've never dismissed your feelings. No,
it's kind of
no,
giving Todd from Salt Lake with Bronwyn. It's giving a little like. You know,
that's like classic Housewives. It's like an uncomfortable dinner with a husband and wife, where you can tell that like the wife is like, "Hey, like let's have a camera like film so people can weigh in on the dynamic in our relationship." And he's like, "Well, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that." And it's like, "Oh, I wonder why."
Right?
Because you're not treating her good.
Yeah,
I will say that was an Ashley Darby moment that I was like, "Girl, goodbye." When she started talking about the scar and stuff, I'm like, you are a part of this.
Right.
Like,
it was your friend that did it.
Sesame Street.
Girl.
Oh, my God. Y'all, you know we're living in dark times right now. A big reason why we started it is to be the angel food cake in your life. The fluff. So we're serving up my favorite segment, the Manic Minute. No overthinking, just pure manic energy as we speed through our thoughts on something that's either boiling our blood or keeping us warm and fuzzy like a big bowl of soup.
Oh, I did not even consider it a joy option.
I mean, it's I mean, it is both. Manic Minute. Manic. It could be something if you're like, holy shit, I've got to talk about this. I'm bursting at the seams. Or it could be like, let me say my piece. So, Kim.
Say your piece.
Okay.
Can you pull up a timer?
I need to tell you, though, that this is written in our Trader Girls group chat. Because our Trader Girls group chat is it's popping off, but it's popping off in invisible ink. It's all in invisible ink.
Yeah, we do it in invisible ink just in case no one's watched it yet.
And honestly, it's my favorite thing to do is to just see the trolling. Okay, I have never seen anyone blow up. Are we started?
Yes,
I'm ready. I have never seen anyone blow up their game as badly as Danielle on the Traitors. It is outrageous that she has not brought up at the round table after literally not putting herself up for a shield, not once, but twice, Miss Ma'am. Like, how are you going to act shocked about something a plethora of times? I mean, you literally, you confuse me. I don't understand. And then on top of everything else, the joy part, the manic part of this is like, I am living for the conversation in the turret. I am here for every moment of that crazy triangle because all three of you want to kill each other more than you want to actually kill the faithfuls in the castle. This, if you're a producer on the show, you should be eating Dairy Queen blizzards all night because you are giving it to us. Sweet, honey. Like literally, I'm all up in it. I want to continue watching for the rest of my life. Am I at a minute?
That's yes, time. You're at a minute. Wow, that was great.
I hope you're done soon, Dan.
That was great.
Honestly, it's so funny the way that there's a before and after picture of her on day one versus her now where she's like completely unraveled.
This season of Traitors, the Traitors have been so unbelievably bad.
Danielle. I mean, I think we're just going to have to come after Danielle.
It's just so, except for Carolyn. Carolyn is the only one.
You're the one causing the chaos, Danielle.
She's the only one that's playing. Wait, one more
time.
That
was a really good impression.
You're the one causing the chaos, Danielle.
I'd rather kill both of you.
There's no one in this house I want to kill more than you. You two.
Wonderful.
Carolyn is doing it for me.
You know who else is my girl?
Gabby.
Hi, everybody. It's me, Gabby. This castle is so crazy.
She's killing it, though.
She's killing it.
Her guesses are spot on.
I don't know who's a traitor and who's not.
Yeah.
I just want to vote out all the men.
I'm living for her. The lesbians are doing good.
Except for Chrishell.
Chrishell actually is flop Tina.
And I don't like what she dresses.
Carolyn's serving.
Absolutely.
Carolyn's serving.
I'm sorry to bring it back to Housewives, but our girl from Jersey is serving.
Oh, Dolores is killing it.
Oh, that last little tuxedo fluffle thing she had going on. I was like, okay,
and
Prince.
And coming for Sandoval. Oh. You got anything to say?
She was like, oh, I'm the only housewife here. I got to go to work.
Yeah, and she is.
She did. She's forever for me.
Yes, and Traitors
rant,
is everything.
And rant, I'm done.
That was good. Traitors is... Yes. Everything to me.
Okay, Tish, a minute on the clock. Okay. Rant. Manic time. Oof.
My manic minute is about Amelia Perez herself, Mrs. Carla Sophia Gascon. You fucking bitch. How dare you? You're going to talk about black people? You're going to talk about George Floyd in 2020? You fucking bitch. You're going to talk about Muslims? Are you kidding me? My thing is, what really sets me off, you guys, if you're going to be in a grand Oscar-nominated movie, why do you not have someone going through your fucking tweets and deleting this shit? If you have something problematic and you don't remember, you need to have a paid intern, unpaid, your cousin, your pookie, who the fuck ever, deleting your tweets. Or how about you don't fucking tweet it at all? How about that? You're supposed to be a trans activist doing good for people, trying to represent That's people fine. In a fucking movie, bitch.
But I agree with everything you said. Yes. Except she's a different person now. That's what she said. She said that was the old me. It's like 2.5 years ago.
It was literally 2.5 years ago.
That was the old me. I'm not like that anymore.
I've got money, so I'm not like that anymore.
Yes, I had AI help me sing.
And that's why it's taken out of the Oscar race. And she is too. And I'm like, good.
Oh, they took her out?
They took all of it out.
No, they didn't.
I think they did.
Really?
No, I don't think they did. She I know said, that Netflix stopped journalism. Like campaigning for her. But I feel like Zoe Saldana is still like kind of has her grip on this like best supporting Oscar.
I mean,
how Emilia Perez is being removed from the Oscar campaign.
Period.
Campaign. It's not out of the nominations.
No, it's not out of the nominations, but I doubt the campaign, anyone's yeah. gonna
Netflix
be
Netflix is not paying to
no,
advertise
it. I doubt anyone's gonna be voting for it. Maybe Zoe because it'll be like a retroactive Oscar, like how they did with Jamie Lee Curtis.
I'll just say, I don't really know if Zoe Saldana has like been in that many movies where I would nominate her for an Oscar.
What?
Huh? Yeah, I'm okay with anyone from Wicked getting everything in.
Like, why is she getting like a legacy Oscar? I'm like, because you were in like the Avatar?
Yeah, and Crossroads with Britney Spears.
Hey, sis, stand on business.
Okay. And that Nina Shonda Rhimes first and motion that, picture. And yeah, she deserves a fucking
and that,
Oscar.
And that Nina Simone movie that she did blackface in.
Okay. Okay. Let's do your manic minute.
Yeah. Let's move on.
My manic minute is.
Time you. Oh, yeah, yes, hold time on. You, time. Put the time
Let me
on the clock.
My neck.
And go.
Okay, my manic minute is that they need to remove these like pop song transitions from the Housewives. They piss me off so much. They're calling it the selling sunsetification of Housewives. But they'll like do these little montages where it's just like Kathy Hilton walking down the street and they'll be like, I'm a girl, yeah, I'm a girl, yeah, I'm a girl. It's like royalty free like pop music that they use. And when they do like Atlanta or Married to Medicine, they're like royalty free like R&B music. They'll be like, yo, 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 yo. I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. It'll just be like, and there'll be like sparkles and like, you're like a like a lens flare on like Kathy Hilton like prancing around out of it's like whatever happened to like when they used to do you remember when NeNe Leakes used to walk into a room and she had her own theme music, her own like devious underscore that was like a fabulous brassy like NeNe Leakes has entered the room kind of music, and now it's just like I'm happy cause I am a girl, yeah. It's too much. It's my minute up.
Your minute's up.
So you're telling Andy to get it together over there.
Enough with the royalty-free music. You get Hans Zimmer in the studio and have him period. Score this
period.
Show.
Period.
Because it is soap opera levels of fabulosity.
Someone get Hans on the phone. Someone get hot. Someone get Mr. Zimmer.
He's not busy, is he?
Producer Tom.
Where's John Williams?
I live.
I did prepare a game.
Oh my gosh.
Ooh.
The game is called Who Said That?
I'll try to get the names right. I'm really
name I'm guessing
blind.
Too?
Yeah, so it's okay. You guys are gonna I maybe like do a little like raise your hand when you get the answer or something. Okay. Just to see. So these are all Housewives quotes and you're gonna guess who said it, and I'll give you like a little bonus point if you can guess the context. I didn't go like super I went like not like crazy niche, but I didn't also like do like a white refrigerator. Like I'm like,
that's
let's
obvious.
Challenge the girls.
Okay.
Who are you to get me wet? Did I ask you to get me wet? No.
It sounds. I'm gonna say it sounds like Mary Crosby.
I was gonna say Tamara.
Is it Mary?
It's not Mary, and it's not Tamara. It's New York.
Oh, Ramona.
I was like, should I do that? Who are Ramona. You to get me wet?
Yeah.
Did I ask you to get me wet?
Ramona. Damn.
What won't she say?
Okay, so we 0 for 1, but that's okay.
It's okay.
You think you are Lady Gaga, and really you are just Kim.
Zolciak.
Sheree. Sheree?
No.
Portia.
No.
Phaedra.
No.
Where's there another Kim?
You guys are forgetting.
Oh, Dorinda.
Hello?
Because Dorinda was in the Kyle Lady Gaga. Richards.
No, it was Nene.
Oh, see, I thought that would be too obvious.
No.
Okay.
She's talking to Zolciak, right?
She's talking to Zolciak. They're on the bus when they're doing the most chaotic tour of all time.
Yes.
You want people to think that you are Lady Gaga, and really you are just Kim.
Okay, I thought that was too obvious. Yeah. Okay.
I did too. Okay. I didn't go for it.
Well, okay. Well, not no disrespect.
Okay. I was trying to throw y'all a bone. No. You need it. So
a hit dog will holler, honey.
Okay, here we go. The DJ's an old fucking faggot.
Kathy Hilton. Hey, Kathy Hilton.
Wait, is it on record though?
Technically, it's Erica Jane as Kathy Hilton.
On record. Is it on record though?
I mean, the girls heard it. Okay. Lisa Rinna said it. Crystal said it. Erica said it.
I don't know what it is. I ride or die for Kathy. I would never say your name, Kathy Hilton, please.
I'm sure the DJ probably was an old fucking faggot.
Actually, you know what? Yes. Yes, we're all queer.
I was at a wedding. I was like, this DJ kind of old fucking faggot.
Because he wouldn't play Michael Jackson, which is the funny thing. Dead. Like, girl. Oh, God. Mm-mm.
I do not have a degree because I'm one of those people that succeed. God is good. I've been blessed with the spirit of entrepreneur, and I'm doing the damn thing.
That sounds like Karen.
That's Karen.
Karen. I was going to say, that sounds like Karen delusional grand dame. That's Karen. That's she Karen. Is so delusional. Yes, yes. I don't have a degree, but I got blessed.
Not Nan One.
But I got blessed by the Lord to be an entrepreneur.
The spirit of entrepreneur.
I live.
She ate it, though.
She did eat that. That's a good quote. That's a good
this
quote.
This one, okay, this one's a favorite of mine.
Let's go.
I grew up with a lot of things in my hands, and they're not knives. They're just hands.
That's Dallas.
That's Dallas.
I never watched Dallas. There's only one season, right?
There's five seasons.
Of Dallas?
It's good.
Yeah. What was her name?
Leanne Locke.
Leanne. I was going to say Deanne.
The Carney. Well, that's Deandra.
Okay.
Well, Leanne. Fuck Deandra. My drag. Let me go home and watch Dallas.
Quick little ditty. It's a quick little trip. Okay. It's fun. Okay. Yeah, it's cute.
It falls off very promptly. Well,
you know what? They lost me the first. I tried the first episode, but it's these kids on a slip and slide. I said, no. I'm not going to watch you in your backyard with your children. You know,
it's
like,
well, it's because it's kind of interesting because it's like half of them are kind of pedestrian and then half of them are like, we are very posh. And it's like the cultural clash between the women of the Society of Dallas makes it very interesting.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun.
It gives. I mean, and like, they're like basically all drag queens because it's like big Southern Dallas personalities.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll give it a shot.
And Leanne was a former Carney turned like pageant or like charity coordinator.
Okay, so she's the Lisa of the bunch.
She's crazy.
Not she, even, she, pulling... she would be more like a Britney. Like she was a little. Talk about Carney.
Okay, here we go. I'm being nailed to the cross like Jesus was, and he did nothing wrong.
Oh, I know
delusion.
This.
That's delusion. Who's delusional like that?
West Coast.
I'm being nailed to the cross.
I'm being nailed to the cross like Jesus was, and he did nothing wrong.
Tamra.
No,
it's
this
close.
Is
Vicky.
Yeah, it's Vicky.
Vicky!
It's Vicky after being in on a cancer scare.
After Brooks.
After being complicit in someone having faking cancer.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm being nailed to the cross like, Jesus Christ.
Oh, my gosh.
At Tamra's christening.
At Tamra's christening. Oh, God.
In all white.
Oh, hallelujah.
I need to get one of these.
I think maybe you guys will know this one.
Okay.
I don't know what you want me to do about your aunt. Her legs are gone.
Oh, that's Jen Shaw.
No. It's about Jen.
About Jen Shaw. It's Mary.
It's Mary.
Yeah. Sorry. I just got excited because I just envisioned Jen. Jen was amazing TV. She's a terrible person.
Oh, she was great TV.
But while we had her, she great, was great television.
I was kind of over her by the third season.
Yeah, because they couldn't do anything because she was
this is like, you're just lying. And like, you're like holding everyone accountable even though you're lying. And it's like getting tiring to watch. You like critique people for not supporting you when you literally committed a crime.
And you also gave your best friend a black eye and blamed it on production.
Yes, and she threw like someone's like $1,000 shoes in the water. I'd be like, girl, let's up the charge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the beginning of Angie. Wasn't Angie K? It was Angie K.
Angie K turned on her, yeah. It was
Very well, she threw her shoes at her.
And then she dumped champagne on her head. It was like, oh. That was And then bizarre. She goes, ha ha, it's funny.
Yeah, Jen was.
Jen was terrible.
Yeah. She was a menace.
Yeah. She was.
Is that all of them?
No.
Okay.
Okay, points.
This one I feel like maybe you'll know. He said he was tired of being messed around. He was looking for you and he was going to blow you the fuck up.
Oh my God.
Is it Atlanta? It's giving Atlanta.
Of course.
That I'm like scared to see who I think this is.
It's not a housewife.
Say it one more time.
Well, she does say it many times in the scene as well. He said he was looking. He said he was tired of being messed around. He was looking for Phaedra, and he was going to blow you the F up.
Who wanted that? Candy? Portia.
It's Candy's, not a housewife.
Candy's mom. Mama Joy.
Mama Joyce. Okay. Come on.
Mama Joyce, a G.
She's always like three times in the scene. They're God. She's like, yeah, he said he was looking for Phaedra, and he had a bomb, and he was going to blow you the F up.
Oh, my God.
That's what it said on my phone.
Mama Joyce.
Oh, Mama Joyce was coming
she
in hot
She always
that day.
Came in hot, though. I love that. Phaedra was like, she kept it 100 all the time.
All the time. She's all like, time. I'm sorry, daughter, but I hate your fucking husband.
She's for
gonna,
years.
He's going to take my money.
Birth the whole child said, I hate your husband.
She said, ain't no mountain high enough. Ain't no valley low enough to get me off your ass.
You have to stop this on Black History Month right now.
Yeah. Not during Black History Month.
I can't have it in this
How dare
blazer.
You?
I can't
and,
do
and
it.
And to do that quote during Black History Month is really fucked up.
No, it was a scheme set up by Todd.
Okay, one more.
Sorry. One more. I got two more.
Okay.
Well, you're going to have to. What's the score? 0-1? Like,
no.
I have one.
No, we've been killing.
We each have one.
No, I got a few. What are you talking about?
Yeah, after
play
I said
the tape back.
After I said the answer.
No, play the tape back.
You got two. You got two.
Thank you.
And I got one.
You got Mary. You got Leanne. You got Karen. Okay, you've gotten like three.
Fucking bitch.
And I've got one.
This isn't even my plate, you fucking bitch.
I should have gone easier.
Dish is full. Dish is full.
Oh, shut up. How about a little bit of Neosporin? Get a grip. I'm going over here.
It's giving Utah.
It's Beverly Hills.
Dang.
Neosporin.
Oh, shut up. Is it Kyle Richards?
Oh, shut up. How about a little Neosporin?
No, this is Sutton.
I'm going over
here. This is Sutton. Is it Sutton?
No, it sounds like Camille.
It's a blonde.
It's not Sutton.
It's not Camille?
One of my favorites.
Camille. Taylor?
No.
Beast.
How dare you?
Wait, Beast. Oh.
Send it back in the mail.
Oh, Eileen.
Okay, I have one last one.
Okay.
I'm a clown. You say that sitting there with red hair.
This feels personal. I felt very attacked. I don't know.
It's Jersey.
Caroline.
It's
Danielle.
Yeah, she says it to Caroline. Danielle says it. Okay. Caroline calls her a clown. She goes, I'm a clown. And you say that with red hair.
Wow, you guys.
We're so full.
We're so
I'm
full.
Stuffed.
I need a digest.
Eat, eight, ought. Oh, my God. We hope you guys are full, too, after listening to our first episode. Kim, thank you so much.
Cintisha Goats, thank you so
Where
much.
Where can the girlies find you?
At the ADHD Comedian. Yes, the ADHD Comedian. And here at the Lincoln Lodge, Gems of Chicago Comedy. It's every second Saturday of the month at 9:30. And that's it. I'll just plug that for right now.
Period, because she's got too much to plug.
I have a lot going on.
Well, she's got some secret projects she can't talk about yet.
She can't talk about. She's like under contract, so she just like can't really go there right now. But she's like really excited. She's got some really cool stuff in the pipeline.
She said, get ready. I'm dropping a trailer for the promo.
My trailer is dropping for my movie called The Trailer is Dropping.
My single is dropping.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you, Matthew, producer.
Of course.
So all day. And I love you so, so much.
I love you.
We're going to fight about Meredith Marks after the cameras go down.
Yes, we are. I felt like throwing this microphone across the room. And that's fine.
We have a lot more to discuss that.
Yes.
What's your sign?
I know.
What's his sign?
Aquarius.
Course it is.
Yeah, I use, you know,
I was gonna say that no matter what your sign was.
Sort of logic and reason where other people sort of just make things up.
Oh yeah, cool. Because I am a Taurus Cancer, so I charge ahead with my feelings.
So you guys.
You stand on business even when you're wrong.
Correct. Thank you for listening to the Ditch with Ditch. We love you guys. I'm Satisha signing off, and we will see you next week. Bye.
Should we have like credits roll this Kim to beat each other up? Like the Wicked AI.